going to continue today what we started a couple of weeks ago. And my message was about possessing the land. And God has made so many promises to us in his word. But we know that God is good. Amen. And our land could be anything, you know, circumstances in life, good things, and even the not so good things, we can take possession of them and turn things around the way God wants them to be. Amen. You know, you can take possession of your health. You know, we spoke about health, finances, job opportunities, and all that. So I just want to continue on with this message. Because as we know, there's so many Christians. I know so many Christians that are really suffering because they're really not tapping into all that God has for them. And the biggest one is the treasure that you have of having the Lord Jesus Christ living in the inside of you. You have a power that is working through you. Through you, in you, throughout your whole life, throughout your whole life. So there's, you know, I want to see everyone enjoying what God has for them. I want to enjoy what God has for me. I want to see my family as well as you want to see your family enjoying what God has for them also. Amen. Mm-hmm. And God has given us the tools to take possession of it. Amen. And we've been talking about that, you know, the same way that God promised this land full and filled with milk and honey to the Israelites. It's the same promise he's made us today. We have a land of promises. We got to go out there and possess it. Amen. Hallelujah. And 2 weeks ago, we ended up in the portion where Joshua and Canaan were the only two spies that went out to the land. And they were the only ones that came back with a good report. All the other 10 spies, they became so fearful. They already defeated themselves before they even came to Moses. You know, they already had defeated themselves because of fear, because fear entered their hearts. But Canaan and Caleb, they were believers of God, and they trusted God and said, you know what? We can take these giants. We got God on our side. And this is the same thing you should be saying to yourself. We got God on our side. We can face any giant in our life, and we can overcome it. No matter what that is, because God has given us the tools already to overcome everything and anything, because we serve a good God, my Lord. And I want to begin in the book of Joshua, because I want to say a few words, which we've heard before. But remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Amen. And we know that Joshua took over, you know, and the Lord spoke to Joshua, hey, it's time. It's time. I need you. Moses is dead now. I need you to step up now and go and take possession of the land which I have given you. Right. And I want to start in Joshua 9, chapter 1, and I want to start in verse 5. Amen. Because we know from the story that, you know, Moses had died and you know, the Lord gave Joshua, he's the next man that he picked to possess the land. Amen. And in Joshua 1:5, it begins by saying, no man, this is God speaking to Joshua, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only, God is only saying, this is the only thing he requires, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen?
Amen.
So the Lord is saying, the land is yours. Just believe that you have it. So if you have any doubt in your heart, the Lord will not be able to deliver you from anything. But he knew Joshua. He knew Joshua came back with a good report. He knew Joshua's heart. He trusted Joshua. That's why he gave him this commission. And the same way, God has given us all a commission. He's given us all a calling to go out there, amen, and possess the land. To go out there and maybe possess some souls for him, amen. To go out there, amen. But if you have doubt in your heart, God cannot help you. He cannot deliver you. And the word of God says that the Lord will keep you in his perfect peace when our minds are on him. And that you can find in Isaiah 26:3. The Lord will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. All we got to do is go forward. Go forward in courage. Go forward by following his word. Amen. And when we follow God and when we meditate on his word, what you're doing, you're taking the truth of the word and you're thinking the truth of his word over and over. And that is what it means to meditate. When you meditate on something, you think it over and over and over until it sinks in. Amen. Because God's word makes whatever we do prosper. Are you hearing me? God's word makes whatever we do prosper. Amen. And we're going to continue. Also another promise. He made a promise to the church also, right?
Yep.
So let's turn to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews 8:6. Chapter 8, verse 6. But now the Lord has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Amen. So we have a better, much better covenant today. And we know the Lord Jesus spoke the word. When he was tempted by sin, he spoke the word of God. So we need to begin to speak the word out of our mouth and possess the land which God has given us already. Amen. The blessing, the promise. Lands of promises. Amen. Yeah, the word is filled with his promises. Amen. We spoke about the promise, Joshua, in Joshua 24, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That is a promise from God. Speak the word. Speak the word out. Amen.
Amen.
We have a better covenant today, a covenant of grace. Grace. What's grace? It's grace is given to us for every need that we have. And we have a covenant of yeses. Yes and amen, amen in the Lord God. Amen.
Amen.
So this covenant amen. That we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is so much better than the old. Amen. There is so much grace that is being extended to us that our mind cannot even comprehend it. How much grace the Lord gives us every single day.
Amen.
Amen. And the word of God says, my grace is sufficient for you. His grace is all we need. And I'm going to go deeper into that word grace in a moment. Let's turn to the book of Acts 20:32. We have a lot of scriptures to cover, but again, This is how faith gets built up in us. Amen. It renews our mind as well. Acts 20:32, this is what it says. So now, brethren, I commend you to God. No, I'm on the wrong one. Hold on. No, I'm on the right one. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Amen. So grace, amen. The word is saying here, grace builds us up. Why? Because grace, when we have grace, we have faith. And grace gives us relief from persecution. Aren't we persecuted every day? We are even persecuted by our families. Amen. Co-workers. Every day we're out there because the Lord says, hey, listen, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. Amen. So if they hated the Christians back then, they're gonna hate the Christians now. And if they persecuted them back then, guess what? You're going to be persecuted too. Amen. But grace, the grace of God, amen, the greater one that lives in the inside of you. You know, grace is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Grace is the ministry of gifts, which are for all us believers. And these gifts, these are the gifts that we use to edify, to build up the church, to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
In grace, we have all that we need. We have the provisions of God. We got in that word, we have the promises of God. It's a word that you should embrace every day. I embrace grace. You put a capital G on it. God is grace. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have to begin to search the scriptures and see what are the promises that God has made to me and my family. And you got to remember that God has already given us the authority in the name of Jesus to back us up. So we have the victory already to take possession of that land. Amen. We have the victory already and to be built up in his grace. God has given us an inheritance to all of us. Because we've been sanctified, we've been consecrated, we've been set apart from the world. We are his chosen sons and daughters.
Yes.
Amen. He calls us by our name. We have an identity in Christ. Amen. So bask in his word. Bask in his grace. Bask in his love. Amen. And begin to allow the word of God, his grace, to edify you and build you up. Amen. The word of God says that when we are weak, that's when God makes himself strong in us. Just allow him. Just surrender yourself. Rest. Rest in his presence. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants nothing but the best for all of us, for all his children. Amen. Let's go to the book of Acts again. Let's go to chapter 26, verse 18. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if you have red letters in your Bible, I'm just going to read part of the message. Amen. That the Lord Jesus had told Paul, right, at one time. And he's saying here, open their eyes in order to turn them from dark to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Amen. Remember when the Lord Jesus, you know, knocked Saul off the horse because he was persecuting him. Amen. But in all that, God delivered Paul in all that. And he opened his eyes to really see, hey, this is who I am. I am Christ. I am the Lord your God. Amen. I am here to save you. I am here to give you a brand new life. And that's what God did for us. God sent his only son, and through Christ, our eyes were opened. And we moved out from a dark world. Amen. We moved out from darkness of the darkness of ignorance, let's say, because we were ignorant to the ways of the Lord. And he brought us into his knowledge. In other words, we turn away from the power of sin, and now we turn to God when we receive the Lord. Amen? And all we had to do was receive his grace, receive the goodness of God, receive all that what Jesus had already provided for us at the cross. That's all we did. Amen? The same thing with Saul. You know, the Lord gave him, God gave him everything that the Lord Jesus already had provided for him. Amen? So he opened his eyes. He unveiled him. Amen? He brought about the truth of the word. And like all of us, the Lord took us out from that pit that we were in, and he brought us into his palace, into his inheritance, into his good promises. Amen. Yes. This is what the Lord is doing. Amen. So he's already brought you out of it. All you got to do is take possession of it. Take possession of that which God already has provided for you. Amen. All you got to do is receive it, because it is a gift from God. Grace is a gift from God. Blessings are a gift from God. His provisions are a gift from God. That's why we have to be grateful every day. Amen. Because you didn't get Amen. To where you are without God. You don't have a good job without God. You didn't buy your home without God. You don't have a car to drive in without God. Everything God provided for you. Amen. You just learn to take possession of it. Amen. Let's not forget how we got possession of our jobs, how we got possession of our new home. Amen. And your home could be an apartment. It could be your house. It could be a trailer. It doesn't matter what it is. Your home is your home, because you're in it and God is in it. Amen. And I know I pray for my new home. I know all of us pray for our homes. Amen. And we learn how to take possession of it. How? Through the word of God. Through prayer. And God doesn't want us to forget that. Don't forget my word. Don't forget me. Don't forget what my son did at the cross for you. Continue to take possession of what God already provided for you. Amen. Amen. God's purpose has not changed. Amen. I want you to, let's go back to the beginning. Genesis 1, 26, 28. God has a lot to say today. Amen. But his word is good. It's nourishment. Amen. It is nourishment for our bodies. Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 26. And I'm going to read through 28. Then God said, let us make a man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a mouthful. Amen. But all this is saying that in God we have an identity. In God we have authority. In God we have grace. And in God we have a purpose in life. Amen. He created us with that in mind. He created us with all of us in mind. Amen. He was so mindful of humankind. Amen. When God created Adam, everything else had already been created. The plant trees, the vegetables, etc. All Adam had to do was partake of what was already done for him. Amen. Likewise, today in our new creation, right? Because we're reborn, right? We have a new body. Amen. New spirit. Our spirit is alive and going. Amen. We have a rebirth in Christ. So likewise, all you got to do, Jesus already has already provided everything for us. All we have to do is to receive it by faith, that what is already ours. Receive Amen. By faith what is already ours. Because the Lord said, it is done. And then when you receive all that God has for you, you need to enter into his rest, knowing that it is yours. Amen?
Amen.
I think that's why the Lord brought that word rest. Because it's about resting in him. It's about knowing what the Lord has done for us. Knowing, acknowledging who is the one living in the inside of you. Who has given you a new life. Amen. He's given you blessings. He's given you, I don't want to get ahead of myself, abundance. Amen. But let's go to Romans 5:17. Isn't God good?
Yes, he is. Amen.
Hallelujah. Romans 5:17. This is what it says. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what this is saying? This is saying we have been called to reign in life through Jesus Christ. All we have to do, once again, possess it and receive it. Receive, church. We need to receive the abundance of God's grace. And the gift of righteousness. Do you know that what this is saying? Also, we don't just have abundance of grace. We also have the gift of righteousness in Christ Jesus. That means that when the Lord God sees us, he sees us in right standing with him. He sees us in the righteousness of Christ in us. Amen. So that's why when I tell, I'm beginning to tell people, listen, you know, they you know, if they fail God, or if they did something, or maybe they sin or whatever, I said, you know what? When the Lord sees you, he sees your spirit. He's not seeing your body, he's not seeing your mind, he's seeing your spirit. He's seeing the righteousness that you have in Christ Jesus. Because when he sees you, he sees the Lord Jesus, he sees his son. Amen. He doesn't see your flaws. He does not see. Hear me out. He does not see your flaws. He sees your right standing, your right position in God. Amen. All we got to do is receive it by faith. Didn't we receive the Lord Jesus by faith? We didn't see him. We received the Lord because we believed the word. We believed that he died and on the third day he resurrected. Amen. And today he's living. He's not dead. He's living. And today when we accepted the Lord, now he came to live in the inside of us. So what all the possessions that the Lord has given us, these blessings, his goodness, all we got to do is receive it by faith and know that it's already ours. This is why I said God is good. I am blessed. I am highly favored because we are. We're not boasting about ourselves. We're boasting about the work that the Lord did already. That which has he already provided for all of us. Amen. Yes. It's ours. It was finished at the cross. It's ours. And when you know it's yours, you can begin just to rest in him. Amen. So we got to receive grace along with his righteousness and all the privileges that come with it. And there's so many. There's an abundance of privileges that come when you walk in His grace and in His righteousness. The righteousness and grace of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yes.
There are so many privileges. Amen? Because God is faithful. He's faithful to His word.
All the time.
Let's turn to Genesis 22:17, chapter 22, verse 17. In Genesis. And this is what, this is a word, amen, that God spoke to Abraham, but it's a word, God does not change. This is a word received by faith that God is speaking to us, amen. 22:17 says, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. Amen? Amen? Listen, we are the generation that is teaching the younger generation. The same way God has given you the tools and equip you to possess the land, and He's blessed you, it's the same way He's going to do for our children and our children's children and so forth. Amen? Because He's already blessed our generation. Amen? But all this is the Lord, what the Lord had promised Abram, because he was called Abram at the time, that his seed would be as numerous as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. So God's blessing in His favor was activated in Abraham's life, because God favored Abraham. Amen? Because he was faithful. He was faithful. And we are called to walk by faith. And we are called the faithful of God. Right?
Amen.
So the blessing is always released by words. Amen. Just like when God spoke things into existence, there was a blessing that was released for the world. Amen. God created and then He created man. Amen. There's a blessing there. God spoke the words and it was so. So the Lord releases favor in Abraham's life by continuing to speak His favor over everything he did. Amen.
Amen.
Again, God was the same way God was with Abraham. God is with us today. So we as the church, as Christians, believers of Christ, we are called to possess the gate of, listen to me, we are called to possess the gate of our enemies. That means you will conquer your enemies because Jesus Christ already triumphed over all the power of the enemy. Mm-hmm. So if you have a possession and you're looking at the possession that you have, whether it's a new vehicle, a job or whatever, don't allow the enemy to steal that from you, because God has given you the tools and the power and the grace to possess that and to tell the enemy where he's headed. Amen. He's already defeated. He's already under the Lord's feet, and He's got no power over you, over your words, over your mind, unless you give Him that power.
Amen.
Unless you give Him that power. See, He can try, but He will not conquer unless you give Him that power to take over.
Yes.
So as believers, as Christians, we are called to possess the gate of our enemies. And the enemy is anybody that is not serving Christ. The enemy is anybody that does not align themselves with the word of God. Amen? But the word is saying here that in the same way, amen, that Jesus conquered the cross, it is the same way that we can conquer our enemies. And that is through the power of the word of God. Amen? And my last verse here is John 10:10. Which we are all very familiar with. Amen. Again, we're talking about taking possession of the land. Whatever you can put a word in and replace it with the word land, whatever it is that you want to possess, it's yours if it's aligned with the word of God.
Amen.
John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. The Lord is saying, I have come, the Lord Jesus, that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen.
Amen.
So let's talk about this verse. So, you know, he's talking about the thief here. Well, the thief is like an imposter. An imposter comes like a thief, right? And he claims to be a messenger from God, but he's really not, right? He's an imposter. And these imposters, they come, they're selfish. They want to steal. They come and they're cruel. They want to kill. They come to be destructive. They want to destroy. But our true shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, the Lord who was selfless and kind, laid down his life for all of us. He is, and we, the sheep, now he can minister the Zoe life, that's Greek, Zoe life, the life God has intended for us to have. Amen. Zoe is all that God has for us, the blessings, salvation, amen, healing. So the Lord now, he came so we can have a more abundant life, but always through him, amen, always through him, because God intended for us to have and experience his goodness in abundance, amen. God came so that we can have and experience the goodness of God in our life.
Amen.
And it is a life that God wants us to possess daily and enjoy it. Not just take hold of it, but really bask in the enjoyment of the goodness of God, because God is good and his promises are yes and amen.
Amen.
So the thief comes to steal, kill and destroy, but the Lord Jesus came so we can have a more abundant life. And the abundance is, he's talking about all areas of our life. Every area. You can think of an area in your life, it will prosper. Just take possession of it. As long as God is with you, he will deliver you. Amen. You can have what it says you can have. Call it out. Speak the word of God over it. Take possession of it. Amen. And you will have it. But you got to believe. You got to trust God. You got to trust the word,
yes,
that it is yours to take possession of. Know that the Lord God has made you so many promises, and they are yes and amen in him. Amen. Hallelujah. So church, I'm going to end this message. Amen. But I really believe that you as a church, you need to start making a declaration in your heart. I am too. You know, I declare the word of God over my life all the time. Make a declaration in your heart today that you're going to possess what God has given you. Just make a declaration. And let me say this. Listen to this. You can only go as far as you can see. And if you can't see it, or see what I'm sharing with you today, then you need to continue to meditate on the scriptures, on the word of God, until you can see it in your spirit so you can take possession of it. And what am I talking about? See what? See the promises of God, the ones that he has made for you. See them in your spirit, and then take possession of it. Receive it. Know that it's yours, because it has already been given to you. Amen. But if you cannot see, let's say you need a new car and you cannot see yourself driving in a new car, you need to go back to scripture. You need to go back to the word. You need to go back to his promises and start speaking it out. I thank you, God. And just start declaring, thank you, God, that that car is mine. I thank you, God, that I see myself driving it. You got to begin to speak the word. Thank you for blessing me, Lord God. Your grace is sufficient for me. Just start declaring, God, you are for me. I can conquer all things because you are always for me.
Amen.
Never against me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Begin to speak those things.
Amen.
And take possession of it. Take possession of the promises. Hallelujah. Amen. You shall inherit the land, like the Lord says, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
For the Lord says, I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the peoples. Amen? Because he has
Amen.
Sanctified us. We're not like the world. We're different. We're blessed. You got to really believe that you're blessed, that you are highly favored by the Lord Jesus Christ.
I am blessed and highly favored.
Peace of God is among you. It's in you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You got to know it. You got to declare it. You got to speak it out. So church, God wants you blessed. He wants you to increase. He wants you to multiply in every area of your life. God wants you to represent him from a place of victory. And that is what it means to possess the land of promises. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.